Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, we've got Anders from In Flames. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Melting away in Sweden because we have extremely hot weather right now, which is not very common. So I'm trying to enjoy it, but yet complaining.
You know? No, it's a very strange thing to hear. It's hot in Sweden.
Yeah.
The world must be really coming to an end.
Probably. It's been really weird lately, the last few years. The way, I mean, we don't have any cold winters, and the summer are way warmer than they used to, so something is happening.
Yeah, but if you know, like you said, if you do get an air conditioner, it'll probably suddenly turn cold again, because that's life.
Exactly. So I've been looking, the last few days, I've been actually online searching for different companies, but yeah, I don't want to jinx it, then the summer becomes cool again. People will stop blaming me.
Well, hey, Anders, we're obviously here to talk about the upcoming the brand new In Flames record. And if a new album represents the current stage of a band's evolution, what does Siren Charms reveal about In Flames?
We just create an album, and then it's up for other people to say this or that. But I feel right now we are in a very good place. And it was a challenging album to record, because we used half the time we did last time. But at the same time, we went away to a very nice, legendary studio, and it's great to be part of that. And we've been doing the album in Hansa in Berlin. I feel this is where we are today. We always try to bring everything that we have done with us, but at the same time, we want to take our sound further and wider and move forward. And we never looked to the past and said, this is wrong. It should be this and that. I feel we have everything right now where we are as people, you know. So I guess it represents the 5 members right now in the life where we are.
Full Metal Jackie Anders from In Flames on the show with us tonight. Their new album, Siren Charms, comes out on September 9th. Here's a tune from it, Everything's Gone, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie with Candlemass. Heard Everything's Gone from In Flames, new music from their upcoming album, Siren Charms. Anders from In Flames, our guest on the show tonight. Anders, Siren Charms began without the band even having a label. You guys have since obviously signed to Sony. Creatively, does not having a label attached at the onset of an album offer freedom or create anxiety?
No, it's definitely freedom. You know, I think we would be an A&R's worst nightmare, because we never share anything. We have never done anything really. We invite them to the record companies towards the end of a recording, but we barely send any demos. So I'm always like, yeah, we got stuff, you know, it's fine. And usually we don't, because it's happening right there and then. We have parts of songs or at certain riffs, and then the first few weeks in the studio, we put everything together. So it's pretty much everything's happening there and then. So I don't even think about labels and what other outside are saying about the band, you know. It's just like when we're in the studio, I'm just 100% focus of what we're doing and what the other band members feel and say.
Full Metal Jackie Anders from In Flames on the show with us. Still to come tonight, gonna get to new music from Opeth. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. More with Anders coming up after this. All Rise from Woven War's debut self-titled album, which came out this week. Full Metal Jackie Anders from In Flames on the show with us, talking about the new album Siren Charms, which comes out September 19th. And Anders, how does a band of guys with such a respected catalog of albums hear and create metal differently than those same guys when they first started making music?
It's a whole different the way we write music these days. In the early days, we were all connected, and we stayed in the rehearsal space for a longer time, throwing riffs back and forth. And now it's just, we barely rehearse ever. You know, we create the music in the studio. And I think we've opened our ears to what's happening around us more. I mean, when we're young and grow up, you are so focused to be in a certain scene, being liked by others. And I, especially when we started making metal, to me, I got attracted by the whole scene. I thought like metal and punk and hardcore, that music, type of music had no rules whatsoever, and that drew me into the music scene. And then after a while, I realized that, oh, there's supposed to be a lot of rules in this type of music. And at first, maybe we tried to stay more within those rules in a way, but now we're just like, whatever, we do whatever we want. So we have a greater maturity and we are more open to everything. And so that is definitely different.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. We've got Jamie Josta checking in for another edition of Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. And of course, more with our guest, Anders from In Flames. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie with Anders from In Flames on the show with us. And the new album, Siren Charms, was recorded at Hansa Studios in Berlin, where so much rock history has been recorded by Bowie, U2, Depeche Mode, just to name a few. How did being conscious about so much rock history affect the sessions for Siren Charms?
I guess the studio affects all of us in a different way. You can decide and let the studio affect you a lot. But if you're just, I don't care about this, and not me personally, but if you go into a studio and you say, like, I don't care, just not record. Recording studio, you plug in your guitar and you play your riff and then you go home, then obviously the whole thing doesn't affect you. But for me personally, it's a huge thing. The bands that you mentioned, this whole building has such a long history. It was there before the wall, during the wall, and after, obviously, and it's, I mean, the whole building been there for like 100 years, and they have a lot of documents where you can read stuff about the surroundings and everything in the studio and the building in the studio. And it's, for me, it's almost like full circle in a way, because we did Everything Counts by Depeche Mode on Horacle album. And Depeche Mode, I got into when I was 10 years old, and at that point you were either a metal guy or a synth guy. There were nothing in between, really. But I've been very open to music my whole life. So now we got to record through the desk that they mixed Construction Time Again on the Depeche Mode. So it was like just wow, and the whole feeling you have the David Bowie albums and you have the U2, the Iggy Pops, and all Killing Joke and all that stuff, and it's just like, yeah, it's like a musical church. I was there in the studio a year prior to our recording, and I just call up the guys and say, hey, we got to record in this place. Church of Music, I be here, and I hope the city and the studio affect the album somehow. One reason we sold our studio in Gothenburg, and we recorded the previous albums as well, but you know, it's a very, very inspiring place.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Anders from In Flames with us on the show. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Upon a Burning Body. Anders will pick a tune as well. Stick around. King Diamond's North American tour kicks off in October. It's Full Metal Jackie Anders from In Flames on the show with us tonight, talking about the new album Siren Charms. And Anders, it's your 11th album over a 20-year span. Naturally,
yeah, crazy, right?
That's crazy. And but naturally, there's an evolution from album to album. But how conscious are you of that evolution and making sure a new album develops from the last one in a way that makes sense?
I'm not very conscious while I'm doing it. It's not like I have, you know, this vision that, it's got to be so much different. It just is now I reflect on the album, it sounds a bit different, but we just try to push ourselves forward and probably not do the same thing again, because I don't feel it. Looking back and try to do the things that we've done again are not right towards those albums or those songs or whatever. And we are not the same people. We are, you know, we move on in life, and that's how I look at life in general. Just don't dwell in the past. I embrace the future and move forward, hopefully learn from whatever's been going on. I guess it's important for us to incorporate melody, and I mean, we want to stay in the metal. I mean, that's our our metal is our home, and we want to stay in that scene and run with it, but not do the same thing again and again.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Quick Break, The Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week coming up, and more with Anders. It's Full Metal Jackie, Anders of In Flames on the show with us again, talking about the new album, Siren Charms. And Anders, tell us about what the touring plans are going to be for In Flames this year.
Right now we start at the end of September. We start in Krakow in Poland. And then we do a whole European run up until, I believe it's 8th of November. And then we have some Asian dates, and then we have a little room for another place, which I can't tell you right now, but I can't, guess you can figure it out. Then it's Christmas, and then we have a short break, Christmas and New Year, and then we're off again. So whole 2015 we know where we're going to be, not exactly what cities, but we know we're going to be away for the whole year. So.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Anders, and I'm looking forward to this great record, Siren Charms. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for the support.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.